Were you expecting to be among the most wired hospitals?
Certainly, I was hoping that we would be. And frankly, the way that we've made technology decisions at the medical center has not been based upon how a survey or a benchmark might measure it. We base our decisions upon what we think is most mission supporting relative to patient care, teaching, research.
Can you talk a little bit more about specific types of technology that Albany Med has implemented in recent years?
So let's take an example, clinical patient safety oriented. First of all, we're sitting on a couple of electronic health record products here. Both of these electronic health records are fed lots and lots of data from various ancillary areas, meaning lab results, pathology results, EKG strips and those results, gastroenterology study results, radiographic images, can be called up. You can see the image, you could see the study from an MRI, as well as the radiologist transcribed results. All of our noting processes, whether that be admission assessments, admission notes, skin assessments, fall risk assessments, post-surgical findings, discharge summaries, all of those things end up being rendered in electronic form as well. So what I'm suggesting is most of the care delivery process is electrified and made available then to caregivers as they move through the continuum of the care process.
Are hospitals using these technologies to share health records between hospitals and patient care facilities?
Albany Medical Center began working with MedAllies on some interoperability standards, we call it. In other words, some standards that say if you're working across different kinds of technologies, you have to have a way of making those things plug and play together. And in this case, the interoperability standards had to do with electronic health records and how is it that you could create a circumstance that if you could have one electronic health record package up and ship patient record data to another electronic health record in another location in a secure means through a routing service over the internet. Recently, our friends in Washington, in particular at Health and Human Services and the Office of the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology, promulgated a standard for something we call DIRECT. That's one of the ways that exchanges of data are to happen as it relates to healthcare organizations receiving incentive monies through the ARRA, High Tech Act. We started dialogue with each other and then with colleagues in Washington, I want to say in 2008, 2009, and have been very diligent to cooperate our efforts, whereby we were able to prove the standard could work. I'm hopeful that our industry on the whole will continue to adopt the standard. We're seeing most of the EHR vendors coming along this year and making that capability available. And in the end, it's all about patient care, because when physicians then can communicate records to one another in that form and fashion and with great expediency, patient care benefits.
What, in your opinion, does the future hold for patient care and information technology?
What is occurring with regards to genomics, understanding our makeup, and therefore our ability to make inference from our DNA and our makeup as to what might occur with us from a disease condition standpoint, the fact that, a person might be predisposed to latent diabetes, allows for us to understand how to begin a wellness process much earlier in a person's life. I believe that what we'll begin to see is more of that sort of thing occurring on one hand. I also think that as it relates to care interventions, because the understandings of how, say, certain drug therapies or chemotherapies may interoperate with characteristics of the person's physiology, we'll see much more custom application of those kinds of approaches of intervention And I think we'll see an emergence of additional, you know, some biomedical supporting technologies like that over the next 10 years that are going to change how physicians practice and how patients receive care.
Thank you so much for joining me today and shedding some light on information technology and healthcare in this day and age.
Thanks for having me, Jessica. It's been a pleasure.